You're listening to SBS On The Money with Ricardo Gonçalves.
It's your daily 10-minute business and finance news wrap for this Wednesday, the 6th of November 2024. The Australian share market up 0.8% today following gains on Wall Street overnight. The Australian dollar took a bit of a beating and Bitcoin reached a record high. That's as counting progressed in the US presidential election. For more, I spoke earlier with Ben Clark from TMS Capital just as the Australian share market opened earlier today. What do you think this means for the market, and what do investors prefer, a Harris or a Trump win?
Look, I don't think it's as binary as an outcome as it has been in the past. So I don't think there's one candidate who's necessarily bad for markets and one who's great, but certainly Trump would be seen as a better winner for the share market from an investor's point of view. And I think if you look at asset prices leading into this election, there's no doubt that the market has voted that he will win. And positioning is very much with a Trump win.
If Trump does win, how will the market likely react? Because there was a big reaction the first time around.
Yeah, I mean, it's interesting thinking back to it. Last time, it was a completely unexpected win. Then we had a massive sell-off as everyone freaked out about what Trump meant. And then the markets had a night to think about it, and you saw this massive rally, which really kept going until COVID. This time round, I think it's going to be different because I think we've seen the playbook of a Trump presidency. We know he'll probably be good for markets, and therefore the markets has largely already priced in a Trump outcome and a Trump win. So the question is, the positioning is long in many asset markets that the market thinks will benefit from this. So could we actually see markets do what they so often and do the opposite of what everyone's expecting?
Okay, let's take a look at the longer term, though, and we do have a chart to speak to on this. When you look at the long-term picture, what does history show when it comes to the implications of an election?
Look, I think every time we see an election, particularly when it is so close, you get short-term volatility around the outcome of polls and as the votes started getting counted, etc. But in the long term, it's fairly meaningless, and history backs that up. Whether a Democratic candidate's been ruling the country or a Republican, markets typically have shown there's no statistical proof that one is better than the other. In fact, if you look at the last two really nasty sell-off in markets, they were both Republican presidents at the time. So we had the GFC and then we had COVID. Both one-off sort of impacts, but certainly happened under Republicans. So this sort of feeling that Democrats bad, Republicans good, there's no actual evidence that backs that up.
And when you look at the markets as an investor, you've got the US election, you've got a lot of other international factors, like you've got China, you've got interest rates, you've got the escalating conflict in the Middle East. Where does the election sit on the most important?
Well, so I think the interesting part with this presidency is that Trump has actually declared a number of things he's going to do which would be diabolically bad for markets. But markets have looked through it and sort of said he won't actually do that. Sacking Jerome Powell. Now, if there was any move to remove Fed Reserve independence, the markets would freak. Putting a large import tax onto China products, that could potentially refuel inflation and force the Fed to pivot back to rate hikes whilst Trump is goading Powell from the sidelines. So The setup's interesting. It's his last term, so you'd sort of think he's less worried about winning the next election and potentially might follow through. And the market, to me, has been a bit relaxed about some of the things he says he's going to do, and there's been a bit of a, he won't actually do that. So I think this election actually means more, and his potential presidency means more than we've seen in some time.
That's Ben Clark from TMS Capital speaking with me from the ASX as the share market opened in Australia. But as the market was closing, I spoke with James Gerrish, a portfolio partner at Shaw and Partners. James, what's the market saying right now about the US presidential election? Because shares are up, so is the US dollar. Bitcoin, a Trump favourite, has also hit a record.
Ricardo, they're saying that Trump's got this in the bag, that he's a high probability chance of winning the election. Some betting odds are putting him at, you know, a 95% probability. So if I look at one thing you didn't mention was bond yield. So the US 10-year yield is up about 18 basis points, so 0.18% since this morning. So that's a big move, and that's obviously underpinned the US dollar. And all those Trump sort of trades that have been backed when Trump's become favourite are really coming to pass today. So the market's saying he's won.
Would the market be wrong?
The market can always be wrong. The market's often wrong. I think in this instance, you look through the numbers that he's got. You look through, obviously, things can change, and the unlikely scenarios can play out. But I'd say, the probability is that he's got this in the bag, and the market's priced probabilities. And at the moment, they're pricing him, a stronger probability that Donald Trump's going to get his second term in office.
Overnight, we saw that Wall Street closed pretty strongly ahead of the election result and ahead of the polls closing. There was, though, some positive news about technology, and it comes ahead of an expected US interest rate cut as well. So how much of the moves yesterday was to do with those kind of factors as opposed to the actual election, do you think?
Yeah, I think there's positive news coming through on corporate America. So you think about the backdrop for US earnings, you made mention of interest rates being cut, so we're likely to get another cut this week. Growth over in the US is actually holding up pretty well. The employment situation's pretty strong over there. So you've got this scenario where the economic backdrop, putting the election to one side, the economic backdrop is actually quite positive. We're going into we've started a rate cutting cycle over there, and we've potentially got a new president who's got more pro-economic policies, tariffs, reducing taxes and the like. So that's pro-growth. So you can actually make a bullish case for US corporates in that sort of scenario. And I think that is what was being priced into the US equities last night.
What do you think it also says about the type of economy that the new US president will inherit, given that GDP is at 2.8%, unemployment 4.1%, and that inflation is coming down from that peak of 9.1% to 2.4%?
So it's a really interesting question. So there's some parts of the economy and some parts of the US fiscal situation that are really challenged, but there are others that are actually going quite well. So you made mention of growth. Well, growth is slowing. It's actually holding up reasonably well. The employment situation is reasonably strong. You put that 4.1% unemployment rate up against its long-term history, which is circa 5.7%. So it looks reasonably well. Inflation's come back into has come down from those significant highs, COVID-induced highs. So I think the US economy actually looks okay here. So the environment of lower interest rates, supportive policy coming out of the White House, there's a case to be made that this could be the next leg up for the US economy, and therefore the US share market.
So if we start talking about the likelihood, as the market is predicting, of a Trump victory, what will that mean for Australian investors?
So your natural, point of call would be stocks exposed over in the US. So those companies that generate a high proportion of their earnings over in the US, obviously lower taxes over there, stronger outlook for growth is going to be supportive of those companies. So you think about a James Hardie, you think about WiseTech, Cochlear, ResMed, Macquarie to a lesser degree. So those sorts of companies with US dollar earnings, they're a positive. And then you flip back on the other side of the coin. So you think about commodities. Commodities are priced in US dollars. So for US dollar, the policies that are being enacted are a US dollar supportive. Higher interest rates, higher US dollar, that's going to be a negative for commodities that are priced in US dollars. So gold's had a phenomenal run. If we get the election out of the way, you get a little bit more certainty around what's playing out from the political spectrum over in the US, then I wouldn't be surprised if I see gold pull back pretty sharply from here. So it'll have an impact right across financial markets, Ricardo.
Okay, and finally, given that we are seeing impact today as a result of the US presidential election, what about all these other international factors? Like you've got China, you've got the conflict in the Middle East, corporate earnings. When you look at the US presidential election as an investor, how does that rank in terms of the importance, in terms of how it influenced the way you trade, say in the medium to longer term?
Not overly. So I think one of the keys for us here in Australia, so obviously today is all about the US election. The headlines are all going to be about that, and I get that. But I think China is probably more important for what comes next in Australia. We've had Our share market has been strong, but hasn't been as strong as it could have been. So we've had the banks that have been performing, but we've had the resources that have underperformed. The next leg of this rally needs to be driven by the resources companies, and the next leg of that needs to be underpinned by Chinese policy. So we've got Parliament meeting 4th to the 8th of November, I think it is. So currently in process, we're going to get more detail around Chinese stimulus. I still think they've pulled the whatever it takes lever. They've showed their hand, and that is their intention. So more policy out of Beijing, I think, is going to be the key driver and influence on Australia and where our share market goes in the coming months.
Final question, and I don't want to get ahead of ourselves, but given that China is the more influential factor for the Australian share market, and if Donald Trump does indeed get become the next US president, obviously there'll be those trade issues with China and the US. How will that then implicate the Australian share market? If you're saying that China is what needs to happen to drive it.
Well, in the very short term. So, I mean, they've got the decision to make about how hard they go from a stimulus standpoint. So, yeah, their economy is not in great shape at the moment. The property market's under a lot of pressure, and it's the first thing they've done is actually realise that that's the case and acknowledge that their property sector is under pressure. So that's a start. The policies that they enact from a fiscal standpoint will be the next thing that we'll focus on. And then you need to think about tariffs and how that will come to pass. It's pretty early to say that's going to be net negative for China. It may be net negative for China, but tariffs are generally inflationary. There's a bunch of other things that you'll need to consider if and when they play out. So I think it's too early to say what impact tariffs will have on China at the moment, Ricardo.
That's James Gerrish. They're a portfolio manager at Shaw & Partners.
This SBS On The Money podcast is provided for informational purposes only. The content on this podcast should not be understood as constituting advice or a recommendation. It is not personal advice and does not consider your personal circumstances or objectives. You should contact a licensed professional before making any financial decision.